Welcome back to the Weekend Wake Up with Vito Abinanti here on SportsTownChicago.com. Join the conversation with me here on SportsTownChicago.com. You can do so via Twitter at VJA Sports Media. You can also do so via Facebook Live, which I'm broadcasting live right now. You can actually head over to the Weekend Wake Up Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook.com/WWU on STC, I'm talking Chicago Bears right now. The good, the bad, and the ugly from preseason game one. I've already gone over some of the good. Leonard Floyd did look very fast. He looked like he was going to be able to figure out the speed and quickness portion of the game. I do have some bad from Leonard Floyd as well, but DeAndre Hall had a solid game, two pass breakups in the end zone. Would have liked him to turn his head a little bit, but he made some fantastic plays without even looking for the ball. And the special teams had a block punt. So I want to move on to the bad, and there was more bad than good, and unfortunately there was more ugly than bad. But on the bad so far for the preseason game, I'm going to go back to Leonard Floyd. He still looks small, and I mentioned this. You're not going to be able to bulk him up a lot. His frame just doesn't it isn't conducive to him being a huge guy. He is going to have a problem with larger NFL linemen coming head-on to him. So if guards and tackles are coming upfield or coming directly to him, he's going to have issues with that. He's going to need to take the long way to get around those guys. It's not going to be a situation where he's going to have to take on a block from an offensive lineman in order for someone else in the secondary to make a play. And sometimes that's an issue. Sometimes as a on the defense, especially if you're a linebacker, your job is to pick up the offensive lineman. It's not necessarily to make the tackle. It's to pick up the offensive lineman and get that blocker out of the way so that the guy behind you can make the tackle. And that might be an issue for Leonard Floyd. Now, early on, he's probably only going to be playing third down. He's going to be an edge rusher on third down. A two-point stance, standing up linebacker, edge rusher. And he's very athletic. That's going to get him very far. As Chuck says on Facebook Live, athleticism will only take you so far. He needs to work on his technique. And I agree with that, but athleticism will take him far. He needs to improve on a mental and physical level combined. He needs to improve where he goes and how he does certain things. Cam chimes in on Facebook Live saying Leonard Floyd will be fine. He's a rookie. He's going to develop some nice moves. He likes his confidence and quickness. So Cam thinks no big deal from Leonard Floyd. I don't think it's going to be a big deal for him to transition either. I do, however, feel like he needs to learn, you know, more than his one move, three, four, five moves, and go into each play thinking, okay, I'm not going to use the spin move. I'm going to use this. If that doesn't work, I'm going to use the swim, and then if that doesn't work, I'm going to move on to the spin. You can't just go in with one move. You're going to get knocked on your behind, and he did. Some of the other bad from this game, Cody Whitehair at center. He's not a natural center. He's a left guard, and he was a very good left guard. And I think he's going to be a very good left guard for the Bears. Unfortunately, he needed to step in as the backup center with the second line offense or with the second string offense, and it didn't go very well for him. Understandable, first ever game at center in the NFL. And I get it was against second stringers, but it's not easy to snap the ball, get your head up, be ready to block, and do all those things in a matter of seconds or split seconds. He had a couple high snaps. Hoyer actually did a pretty solid job of knocking those snaps down and not panicking himself. That should have been in the good, I suppose. But he's going to have to control those snaps if he's going to be even the backup center, because he's going to have to come in at some point if Ted Larson can't do the job. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up on SportsTownChicago.com. Cutler's timing on a few early routes was not all there. And he was fine as far as his passes were going, but I meant more of his mental timing. On the first drive, or excuse me, the second drive, he took a sack on third and three that he probably shouldn't have. I'm glad he took the sack instead of throwing it into double coverage or something along those lines, because that was an old Jay Cutler thing. That was a couple years ago. He didn't really do that much last year. And it was nice to see. It was nice to watch. But as far as his timing, I'm sure that will come. He's not used to having this offensive line in front of him. You have Kyle Long, who moved back to the inside. You have Massey on the outside. You have Cody Whitehair, who's a rookie. You have Ted Larson, who is your new center. Just started playing center as of last week. So I don't really fault. The offensive line was not good. But I'm going to give them a pass, considering everyone was at new positions pretty much. Kyle Long was the only guy, and I suppose Leno, were the only guys that were at their actual positions. So I'll give the offensive line a pass for now. That's going to have to be markedly improved against a very good, I mean, we all know, a very good New England team. But going back to Cutler, I'm glad that, I can't say that he's a much better quarterback. He is what he is. People don't seem to understand that in this town. Jay Cutler is what he is. He's going to make some stupid plays. That's a given, okay? But he's the best option you have, and he's leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. Not only everybody on this roster, but just in general, he might be in that second or even third tier of quarterbacks, but you're not getting anyone better than him. So I would just not worry about Jay Cutler, Bears fans. Don't worry about Jay Cutler. Don't get angry about Jay Cutler. This team has so many more issues than the Jay Cutler issue, if you want to call it. As Eric says on Facebook Live, he is who we thought he was, to quote the late, great Dennis Green. I'm going to take a short break here, but I want to know from you on Facebook Live and also on Twitter, do the issues the Bears showed in Game 1 of their preseason change your outlook on the season? Or tell me, what was your outlook on the season and what is it now? I want your answers on Facebook Live and also on Twitter at VJA Sports Media. You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up with Vito Abinanti on SportstownChicago.com.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up Podcast. Tune in to the show live Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, only on SportstownChicago.com, Sportstown Chicago on the TuneIn Radio app, and Facebook Live.